Can we bow our heads in prayer? Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Just please help this church go up good and help everyone have fun. Amen. So I'll be reading Philippians 4:8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything good and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Can everyone greet, get up and greet each other?
All right, prayer request. I can't smile. Anybody got any prayer requests?
The Easter egg hunt this afternoon.
Yep. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Dear Lord, be with us today as we go to the Easter egg hunt and be with the youth and everybody as they do their youth Sunday, and be with everybody today. Amen.
Good morning. How are we lovely people today? All right. We're going to try and smile and be alive today, us included and y'all, because we ain't zombies. We're in church. Palm Sunday, we're supposed to be honoring the Lord. So stand with us, please, and sing.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't feel what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
Oh, you are my light,
my lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. God, feel so loved, the whole wide world sent his only son to die for me. Arms spread wide for the whole wide world, his arms spread wide where mine should be. Jesus changed my destiny. Thank you, God, for red letters when the ground began to shake. The grace of God started falling, and I became a free man that day.
Come set your rolling rain in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Church, we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the dark streets and land, set your church on fire. Win this nation back, change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray. Unleash your kingdom's power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We the home on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray.
your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray.
Thank you. You may all be seated. Thank you for smiling and dancing and joining along. All right, we're now going to have testimonies brought to us by beautiful youth, so. Hey. So when I was about 6 years old, I was talking to my mom, and I had been to church my whole life, so I already knew everything about the Lord, but I didn't really understand it. So one day I was talking to my mom about when you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell. So I was talking to her, and she was telling me that I needed Jesus in my heart if I wanted to go to heaven. And I said, Mommy, I want to go to heaven. So she explained it to me, and then she prayed with me, and I got saved. And after that, I kept going to church, but I didn't really feel like lit up like I should be. And when I was 11, about 2 years ago, I got baptized, and that's when I really started to feel the Lord moving in me, and I started to feel things, you know, lighting up. So, yeah.
So 2 years ago, we were at the beach, and we were having family Bible study, and my grandpa was sharing his testimony, and after he had finished, he asked if anyone wanted to be saved, and in that moment, I realized I was a sinner and I needed to be saved, so I told him I wanted to be saved, and my dad brought me to a different room, and he prayed with me, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I'm so glad for that night.
We will now do our offering, so please stand with us, because we can pass and stand. So, yeah, please stand with us as we do our offering.
I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. No more, I'm so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy with sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
It's just like blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I cling for my own. Then like the blind man, gotta get back inside.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow aside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow aside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow aside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. So glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy will never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
What's up? Raise your hand if you knew Tim Tebow. Okay. All right. Raise your hand if you know if he was born in the United States. He wasn't. So we did a study in youth about Tim Tebow. The book was called Shaken, and he was telling us about what our identity is found in. And he was telling us that our identity isn't found in the world. It's not about the things we do, the things we wear, how we act, anything like that. It's about him. God sent his only son to die on the cross for us. And Jesus did nothing wrong. Jesus did what God told him to do. And instead of us being here today, we could have been dead and we could have not been here. But we have a home in God. Our identity is in God. We don't need to look for praise in the world. We need to look for sharing the love of God wherever we go. Because our job is to share the glory of God. Our job is not to just look the best. Our job is to build a relationship with God and look to him when we have a problem and go out and share about him. Thank you.
So I'm here to talk about First Fruits Farm in Lewisburg. It's owned by a former NFL player, Jason Brown, and he owns over 1,000 acres, and he farms most of them and donates all his produce to the community or food pantries or anyone in need. And he had us out to his farm the other week, and we got the opportunity to work together as a youth group. to help plant some pine trees around his pond to shade it. And we also were able to work together as a team and just show God's love and getting to work together. I enjoyed that, seeing us all work as one team. And it's a great ministry, and I really enjoyed getting to work with it, and I can't do it again. Thank you.
Okay, so hi. I'm going to stand at the podium because it makes me feel cool. everybody knows Rome, right? Huh? Say it again. Everybody knows Rome, right? Okay, well, Rome was a colossal world power that's known everywhere, as all you guys know. They fought power after power and prevailed, but the one thing that they had wrong was that they collapsed from the inside off of their own sin and corruptness. So just like that, we are doing this in our communities, in our society. This is what we learned on our Paul and Rome study that we had over this amazing weekend we had. That was like our youth retreat. So we witness stuff like this every day. Society has been shifted from one of entertainment, ignorance, and self. We are based off of our own self, and we don't really care about other people. So this study showed us parallels between the two societies and how we're shifting to a way where we could, in fact, collapse from our own sins. And I would like to share a verse from this weekend. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is our true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And this is what we basically learned on our whole weekend. Not really, had a lot of different topics. But I'm like challenging you guys to, rather than conform, transform, just as we were like, what's the word? Challenge. Yep. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. For anybody that don't know me, my name is Ben. I'm the youth director here at the church. Not used to speaking in front of a big crowd. This is my little crowd. They're young, so it's kind of easier to talk to them, especially as long as I've been doing it. Our weekend that we had that Addie was just talking about, we had a verse. It was the one that Bob read to you at the beginning. Matt, can you put that up for us? It's Philippians 4:8. And our main topic and what we were really talking about is whatever. We all use the word whatever all the time. Husbands ask your wife where you want, whatever, whatever you want. And then you know it's not really whatever. We use the word in a different way. But here, Paul was talking, and it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Earlier in Philippians 4, Paul was talking, goes through, I'm trying to think about it now, it just went a blank in my head. but he was talking about prayer, he was talking about how we give everything for it. And verse 4 is one of y'all's verses that you guys know. Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. Today is Palm Sunday, okay? This was a day that we are to celebrate his coming to be the king. We all know what this week comes up into, the stuff that he had to go through, the torments that he had to go through for us, for each one of us. And when I look at this verse right here, and it comes from telling us to praise God, to give the prayers and thanksgiving to God, rejoice in God. How many of you guys meditate on good things? Okay, It's against our nature, guys. Our nature, something bad happens, we dwell on it for 2 or 3 days. Okay? What I want to challenge you guys to do this morning is to take this verse, read it this week, look at it this week. Something bad happens. Whatever. Okay? It happened. Something bad. Flip it around. Make your day a lot better. When it happens bad, look at the good stuff. Look at the pure stuff, the noble stuff that's coming from it. Change your attitude so you can change the attitudes around you and the attitude of people that you visit and you see. Because if we go in with a bad attitude because something else happened and we can't have that good attitude, bad attitude spreads just like a good attitude. And I want to challenge you guys this week, knowing what this week is, knowing what is happening this week, focus on the positive. Focus on the real joys in your life, the noble, the good. Focus on God. Everything good comes from God, guys. Focus on it. Don't dwell on the bad. Don't be angry about something. Let your bitterness go. Give it to the Lord. He'll take it away from you. And just say, whatever. This happened. Whatever. Okay? And that's my challenge for you guys. I'm not a preacher, so I'm not going to get up here and give you a 30-minute sermon on anything right there. But I just really want to challenge you guys, as we've challenged the youth with this same thing. When something bad happens, it happens. Whatever. Let's focus on the good. This church is great. We have a great church. We have a wonderful church. The church can be split in a heartbeat by something bad because everybody goes off of it. And what we need to do as a church is go, whatever. Whatever, devil, you're not taking this from me. I've got God's glory in me, and I've got God in my heart, and that's what I want everybody else to have. Okay? And it's just like they were saying, Shaylin, our identity. We've done a great lessons here lately. Our identity, your identity is not you. Okay? Your identity is in God. We read a verse this morning because we're still going through Rome, Paul in Rome. Paul said that I was crucified with Christ. When you become a Christian, you're crucified with him. You're no longer there. God's in you. Step up and live bold. Step up and realize that what God has done in your life and that you can do the strength of what God is, because this life does not matter. The identity that you have, what's going on in your life, it's whatever. And look at it that way. We're going to sing a couple more songs. We hope y'all's spirits are lifted by the youth and they're energetic this morning. After we sing our songs, Miss Emily's going to do some announcements, and then we will close out. So it's going to be a quick lesson this morning, a quick sermon. But thank y'all for having us. Thank y'all for everything y'all do for the youth.
Please stand with us. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all did wonderful earlier in this service. Can we please keep the energy up? Because when y'all smile, we smile, and it makes us happy. It makes us feel like we're doing something right. And we're doing it for the Lord. We're not doing it for ourselves, just like Mr. Ben said. So.
Don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd, but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let my life be the proof of you.
your love let my love look like you and what you're made of. How you lived, how you died, love is sacrifice. So let my life be the proof of your love. I give to a needy soul but don't have love, then who is poor? It seems all the poverty is found in me. So let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you're made of. How you lived, how you died, love is sacrifice. So let my life be the proof of your love. When it's all said and done, when we sing a final song, only love remains, only love remains.
Human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all of his mysteries and making everything as plain as day, and if I have faith to say the mountain jumps and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give all I own to the poor, or even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So, no matter what I say, no matter what I believe, no matter what I do, I'm bankrupt without love.
Let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you're made of. How you lived, how you died, love is sacrifice. So let my life be the proof of your
yeah. the whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different. I just wanna be different. So could you be different in me?
Before we close in prayer, I just want to say thank you for all of y'all. Thank you for being here for this youth group. You're a great congregation, and for all the things we've done, you've been there through it, and I just want to say thank you. And after I pray, there'll be announcements. So, Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we could be here and enjoy this. Thank you that we have the opportunity to lead service, God, and thank you for this great congregation for helping us, Lord, through everything. In your name I pray. Amen.